At 7:41 p.m., the exact time the fire tornado took the life of Redding Fire Inspector Jeremy Stoke, all of Shasta County Public Safety took a moment to remember.
All units prepare for the siren salute. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The car fire ripped through Redding, destroying over 1,000 homes and killing 8 people, including Stoke. It began several days earlier in the Whiskeytown Recreation Area and burned 97% of the park, including 117 structures. New Superintendent Josh Hoynes, who was not here during the fire, says he wanted to come to the ceremony to help people heal and let the community know the park is open for business.
The fact that we're open and not perfect has been wildly appreciated by most people. And I say we're open but not perfect. So Oak Bottom, we opened it and we had porta potties until just last week. We finished constructing and building and installing a brand new wastewater infiltration tank, to the tune of close to $500,000.
He says with the flushing toilets, the park is slowly beginning to heal. He hopes to have the trail to Whiskeytown Falls as well as several others open by Labor Day. And as the community heals, 8 homes have been rebuilt in Shasta County, including 7 in the city of Redding. Several other permits have been issued for both localities. It still remains unclear, however, how many others will never return. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Kelly Frost in Redding.